Ipsy Pipes, a series of free pipe organ concerts that are presented throughout the year at the First Presbyterian Church in Ypsilanti, Michigan. And a great concert this Sunday, 4 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church. And we welcome back to Detroit, Christopher Houlihan. Chris, great to have you back with us. What you've been up to since the last time we talked to you?
So actually, the latest news is that I was just recently, just was announced last week, that I am the new college organist and director of chapel music at Trinity College in Hartford, which is my alma mater, and I'll be succeeding my teacher, John Rose, which I'm very excited about. It's such really an honor to return to Trinity and especially to follow John, who's had such an amazing career there and has been such an important mentor and teacher to me. So I'm really, really excited about that. I'm going to be teaching organ students and working with the choir and running the concert series. And it's going to be really amazing. Trinity is such a great school and has this wonderful chapel and organ and choral program. And I'm really, really, really excited about that. That's the latest thing that has been happening. But also just this year, in February, I released a CD of all Bach organ music, and I recorded it actually at Trinity College, and I've been really thrilled by the responses that's getting, and I play actually a couple of the pieces that I'm going to be playing in Ypsilanti this weekend.
That sounds great. Well, what are you playing this coming Sunday at 3 p.m.?
So I'm going to be playing a program that features two major Bach works, and then a few other pieces, two by Louis Vierne and a movement by Olivier Messiaen. The two Bach pieces are one of his most famous organ works, the Fantasy and Fugue in G minor, which is just full of drama and tension and very playful fugue subject. And then I'm going to play one of his most famous keyboard pieces other than organ. This is the Italian Concerto, which was originally written for the harpsichord, but I really enjoy playing it on the organ. I think it works really well, and I think it's going to sound great in Ypsilanti. And I'm going to play two pieces by Vierne, the Carillon de Westminster, which is based on the clock chimes theme, and then three movements from his second symphony, which is one of my favorite of all six of his symphonies. And in the middle of the program, I'm going to play a movement by Olivier Messiaen, his Serene Alleluias, which is just an incredibly mystical, seductive piece. I think it'll be a great contrast to everything else on the program.
Ipsy Pipes this Sunday, a free concert at 4 p.m. at First Presbyterian Church in downtown Ypsilanti. Chris Houlihan, do you see an increased interest in the pipe organ as purely a concert instrument?
I do see that there are more and more young organists interested in playing this instrument, really playing truly great concert organ music. The level of playing of undergraduate and graduate students now is, I think, better than it's ever been. It's amazing, and I'm so thrilled to see all of my friends and colleagues and people I went to school with doing so well, and that really to me is exciting. The concert organ playing that's out there is so thrilling, and I do see that audiences at my concerts are steadily increasing and receptive and enthusiastic about the music that they're listening to. I just played in Canton, Ohio about a month ago and was so blown over by the audience's attention and their how into it they were, how enthralled in the music. And a performer can sense that right away. And that was really exciting for me to be a part of that experience, to share music with an audience that was really, with me every step of the way. And that, to me, is very encouraging.
Ipsy Pipes, this Sunday at 4 p.m. Chris Houlihan, where are you off to after your stop here in southeastern Michigan?
So in May, I will be, I'll be up at Trinity a lot of the time. I'm still artist in residence there until I take the reins in September. But the chapel choir has a concert in the spring, and you know, graduation services to sing for. And they're actually taking a tour to Venice, Italy. So I'll be going with them to accompany them on that tour. And then in June, I'm playing at the AGO convention in Jacksonville, Florida, and I'm premiering a new piece by Hannah Lash, who is on the composition faculty at Yale. And I'm really, really looking forward to that.